Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1609. Simple Rules for Desk-Bound Workers by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I found today's article particularly appropriate for me. Much of my time is spent at a desk in front of my laptop. When I'm not teaching, I'm often preparing teaching materials, or writing a paper, or grading, you get the idea. So let's see what frequent contributor Samuel Lynch has to say about it and continue optimizing your life. Simple Rules for Desk-Bound Workers by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. What's wrong with my desk? I'm sure that you have a very lovely desk and that you developed quite the relationship over the years. However, your desk may not have your best interests at heart, and continuing this relationship may well be affecting your health. Sitting is the new smoking, and simply put, we're slowly sitting ourselves to death, which is quite a boring way to go. Just like the battery on your car will need replacing if you don't drive it, your body will slowly start to decay if you don't move it. Now you may be thinking, well, I work out 3 times per week, so I don't have to worry. Well, you'd be wrong. A few hours of exercise per week is great, don't get me wrong, but movement needs to be daily and implemented in some shape or form. The ramifications of sitting. So what's so bad about sitting, and what are the dangers? Well, consistently sitting for extended periods of time is a health hazard that can wreak havoc on the body in more ways than you'd think. The musculoskeletal effects of sitting are, but not limited to, tight hips, tight chest and shoulders, knee pain, lower back pain, muscle degeneration, and other lower extremity problems. Issues often extend further than this and can begin to affect health in various other ways, in particular through an increased risk of type 2 diabetes and increased risk of cardiovascular disease. The simple fact is, the more time you spend sitting, the less time you spend being active. While these issues, which may be caused by sitting, are problems in themselves, it's the implications that they have on your daily life that really affect the quality of life that you have. Here are a few simple tips that you can do to reduce the risks of sitting and improve your overall health. Reduce optional sitting. Starting with perhaps the most obvious thing you can do, sit less. There's no doubt that sitting is a big part of our lives, especially in Western culture. But while sitting may provide you comfort in the short term, it does very little to contribute to long-term health. You can always find a way to reduce sitting where you can, especially sitting that's considered optional. Plenty of working places do now offer flexible workspaces with desks that can be positioned to either seated or standing. Regardless if you have a standing desk or not, when you can, take the opportunity to stand while working. This could be standing every time you have a phone call, standing during a certain task of the day, standing or walking during meetings with colleagues. Transitioning to a standing desk is the best option in the long term, but introducing periods of standing into your day is the best option in the short term and will help you transition to further standing. Perform 10 to 15 minutes of daily maintenance. You wouldn't treat a new car with the same disregard that you do with your body. Unlike a car, you only get one body, unless you're hearing this in the year 3021. So perhaps it's time to take care of it. A good way to start doing this is to do 10 to 15 minutes of daily maintenance. Performing 10 to 15 minutes of daily maintenance through soft tissue and mobility work will keep your body running like a well-oiled machine. How can you expect your body to move well if you're not even moving it? You just listened to the post titled "Simple Rules for Desk-Bound Workers" by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Standing desks are great. I know they can be expensive, so even if you can create a makeshift one by stacking some stable objects on top of your desk, that can help. But even more helpful than that, if you really want to get the most out of standing while working, move your body a bit as well. For example, let's say you've been standing while checking your emails. You're now ready to move on to your next task. Before you start your next task, perform some standing squats with just your body weight, or perform some of those bottom kicks. That's where you're standing upright and you alternate kicking your heels up to your bottom, or perform some standing stretches. These little movements, when added throughout the day, can start to add up. So yes, standing more throughout the day instead of sitting is helpful, but moving while standing is even better. Oh, and for your own information, I always record this podcast standing. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.